I got a 16-year-old daughter who just got her driver's license, so you should all drop to your knees and thank the good Lord above that you live here and not where we live. God, she's growing up. She's growing up, but I don't know when it happened, man. I used to buy her Minnie Mouse panties and little Winnie the Pooh underwear. I came home the other day and I was helping my wife fold clothes. I picked up this little pair of skimpy underwear. I looked at my wife and I said, hey, when are you going to wear these for me? She goes, I can't. They're your daughter's. Oh! No, no, no. There was nothing to them. When the how to wash tag is the biggest piece of cloth on there.
It's 7:09 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Gonna have a beautiful day today. Well, not really. Cloudy showers likely, highs near 55. Thought I'd make you feel good. Cloudy tonight, lows 45, but it will be a nice day tomorrow and for the weekend. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 59. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, 61 the high. Saturday, 70 on Sunday. And currently right now at Radio Park, cloudy and 52 degrees, but it's still a nice morning out there. It really is. And now we're going to take you all the way from the busiest place on the planet, Broadway, right in Midtown Manhattan, all the way to Genesee Depot, because my guest is Randy Bryant, the president and CEO of 10 Chimneys in Genesee Depot. And we're going to talk about what's going on there. We have a big concert coming up there, and we have a whole bunch of great shows, but I got to give you a little history of Genesee Depot. So, Randy, good morning. Thanks for joining us here. I do appreciate it, my friend.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And I love Great. Genesee Depot. I love the 10 Chimneys. I've been there four times already, three times to take the tour and one time to see one of the performances there and one of your guest stars. But how did we get all the way from Broadway to Genesee Depot? How did that happen?
Well, you know, it's a culmination of one's career. So Alfred Lunt and Len Fontanne, both of them being actors, but, you know, Alfred was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised in Milwaukee near the Pabst Mansion, and his father was a lumber baron, and he would love to, they would vacation out in Genesee Depot. So as he made his fame and continued to act and was acting all over the country, ended up on Broadway, but never lost his connections with Genesee Depot. And so when he came into his inheritance, he bought 3 acres out in bucolic Genesee Depot and just continued to add on to that. And they got to 106 acres. But then he built a home, and it was more like a small cottage at the time. And they just kept expanding it as his success continued to grow. And so the last edition went on in 1943, and that's how 10 Chimneys was formed. But yeah, so his career continued to grow. He made it out to Broadway, but his roots in Wisconsin never left.
Now, his wife is Lynn Fontaine. Now, yes. She's not from Wisconsin, though, is she?
No. Lynn is from Essex, England. And met in 1919.
I was about to say, that was recent.
And, she was in, he saw her, basically fell over heels for her. They were married in 1922, May 26, 1922. So that, they're about to celebrate, we will be celebrating their 102nd wedding anniversary in just a few days.
Wow. That's, and again, I said I've been there. You can tour the home, the everywhere, the cottages, everything is open for touring. I don't think you have anything closed off, do you?
No. And that's one of the beautiful things about 10 Chimneys is that it's not closed off. So you're not behind velvet ropes. Everything there belongs to the Lunts. So it's truly a experience. Well, it's like escapism. And it's interesting because back in the 30s, America was going through the Great Depression, but they would use going to plays and to movies for escapism. And 10 Chimneys represents that today, escaping into this gentility, a more relaxed era of time.
Now, I was in the guest bedroom, and I'm walking around, and I am the biggest movie fan and movie star fan, Broadway fan. I went to a million Broadway shows. I love the theater. And I'm looking around the room saying, I wonder all the stars, the movie stars and Broadway stars that stayed in this room. And the Lunts used to host some of the biggest stars. They came out there during the summer and really all season long to relax and have a nice weekend in Wisconsin. Name some of the big stars that were out there, stayed overnight.
Oh, sure. Helen Hayes was a very good friend of theirs, and so she had her own room. Noel Coward was their good friend that they met years ago when they were basically starting out as young actors. You have Sir Laurence Olivier, a very good friend, Vivian Leigh, obviously, Carol Channing, just some of the, not only the greats in Broadway, but also on film. So Boris Karloff, Katharine Hepburn, Montgomery Clift. Montgomery Clift was more like their son. They literally had a great love for these actors, many of them that were coming up, but that were as well as many people that they highly admired. But they would all come out to 10 Chimneys. And you have to remember, travel back then, it took much longer than it did today. So you didn't just go there for I'm going to go visit 10 Chimneys and come back. You literally went there and you would stay definitely for a day. Some stay for a week, some stay for months. And but there was a lot of activity that took place there. So you had many of the actors would go there and they would actually workshop plays. And so it really was that place of inspiration, rejuvenation. But also, they brought together directors, playwrights, and actors, and they created their own work.
You know, I'm thinking about how people got there from New York. I guess you took a plane to plane from New York to Milwaukee. You took a train to a certain point, a bus, and then a pack mule out to Genesee Depot. Because, you know, we think of the roads and the transportation now, but in the 1930s, 1940s, they didn't have that. It was really way out in the country at that point. It was really separated from no cell phones, no internet, no Wi-Fi, no television. You did have radio, but that's right. It. And whoa, that's
right. It truly was country, and but gorgeous, truly, truly gorgeous property. I mean, we see it and think of it as this beautiful bucolic area, but back then. It was even more so with the rolling topography, because you're really at the Ice Age Trail where the glaciers started to recede. So on the property itself, if you look at, you know, it's in the Kettle Moraine area. So the Kettle where the glaciers dug out the area, and the moraine is where the deposits were. So it just really created just some beautiful topography. And that's why Alfred cited the first house where it is, and it just continues to grow from there. So people coming from all over, think about these actors that worked primarily in major cities that would come out there, and they were just spellbound by this incredibly beautiful area, but also being able to be in the presence of just such greatness. Because one thing we have to remember is that the Lunts, during their era, they were bigger than any star that you can imagine here today. They worked all over, and so people, they were beloved by everyone.
You know how you know you made it on Broadway? When they name a theater after you. And in this happens, and in New York right now, the L'Enfantine Theater is standing room only to Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, playing at the L'Enfantine Theater now, to 100% capacity. And that theater's been around, and you know you made it big when they name a theater after you on Broadway. So,
absolutely.
And I think they made a movie or two, didn't they, together?
No, so they actually, at the time, during their early career, they really despised Broadway. They made one movie, and that was The Guardsman.
Yes, that's
and,
it, yeah.
With the making of The Guardsman, they took the proceeds from that, and they put in the first L-shaped in-ground pool in the state of Wisconsin.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there, Randy. Yeah. We're talking to Randy Bryan, President and CEO of 10 Chimneys. More coming up. We're going to find out more about this. You're going to love it.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
It's 7:21 at WRGN Radio. Randy Bryant, the president and CEO of 10 Chimneys, is joining me today. And this is the home of actors, Broadway stars, Alfred Lunt, L'Enfantine, and they lived in Genesee Depot. Were they appearing on Broadway and then would go out Genesee Depot, or is this just a retirement home?
So they appeared on Broadway, and they while they were appearing on Broadway, they were continuing to create Ten Chimneys. So Ten Chimneys was created over a period of time, going from 1917 until the last part of the main house was done in 43, and then they did an addition onto the cottage for Alfred's brother-in-law in 1959. But they were acting. I mean, they were on Broadway. They were basically since the 20s, they were famous and the most beloved. And then they retired to Ten Chimneys in 1960. But basically, they would spend all their summers. They had in their contracts that there was two clauses. One, that they would always perform together, and two, that they would have their summers off to be able to stay out at Ten Chimneys.
When did it open to the public?
It opened to the public in 2003. So this is our 21st year.
Oh, so I must have been one, because I've been going there since about that time. So I must have been one of the early ones to get in there. The tours are great. You have people giving the tours, and you go to all the places. You go to the cottages. You go to the building on the lot there. Yeah.
You start out in the main house. You go on to the studio where they would basically act and dance, do all that, and then you go to the cottage. But meanwhile, while you're going through all that, you're passing, you know, the chicken coop, the pool, and basically just enjoying the ground.
Now, also, Alfred Lunt was a good cook, because I remember you go to the kitchen and you get to see you get to go everywhere in that place. He was big on cooking.
Well, he was beyond just a good cook. He was a Cordon Bleu trained chef. And so when you had a meal at Ten Chimneys, it was typically done by Alfred, and he was also a big gardener, and so a lot of the vegetables came straight out of his garden.
Now, one of the things that really stand out about Ten Chimneys is the guest artists you have there, and you can buy special packages to go see these guest artists. Now, my wife, I'm the biggest movie fan there is, and Turner Classic Movies is my favorite channel. They always say, if you got left out on a deserted island, what would you take with you? Your wife, your child? No, I'd take TCM. and the guy, the very first host of TCM, I think 30 years ago this year, I'm trying to remember that many years, was Robert Osborne. He was the original host and the only host on TCM for like 20-some-odd years. He recently passed away, but you had him there. He put out a book, and you had a Q&A session with him. I got to meet him when he was signing his book. And then we had a Q&A session, and I got to ask a question. And I was so excited and scared because I got to speak to Robert Osborne. And I've interviewed Mickey Rooney. I've interviewed Gary Sinise. I've interviewed a lot of big stars. But I was scared when I was talking to Robert Osborne. He's my hero.
You were scared. He's such a nice guy. He was just really a wonderful man.
Well, I wasn't frightened he was going to bite me. I was just afraid that, you know, here I am talking. I didn't want to stutter or do something like that in front of Robert Osborne. But you're right. He is such a nice guy. So you've had so many great artists there over the year. How do you select them? And we're going to talk about in a minute who's coming up.
Okay. So basically, we've had Robert Osborne, Laura Linney, many of the great. But they're basically part of what you came to was our conversation series at Ten Chimneys, where we interview them, and then the audience actually has an opportunity to ask them questions.
Yeah, that's what I get. Yeah, after he signed his book, then we went to the little theater room there, and we all sat down. And you got to raise your hand, and he called on me, and I got to ask. I still remember the question I asked him too. So how do you decide who's going to come in there? Who chooses? Because you know, it's limited time, it's not a big theater like an amphitheater to performance. So how do you decide?
So typically, there's a connection with Ten Chimneys. Like, for example, Laura Linney, her father was a good friend of the Lunts, Romulus. He was a playwright. And so we invited Laura out. But primarily, you know, Ten Chimneys is a many of the actors, it's a pilgrimage that they make because it's considered to be ground zero for American theater. This is where acting was perfected, especially as you know acting today. You know, back then when acting first started out, the actors would never on stage. They one would speak, the other would speak afterwards. And the lunch talked over lines. They turned their backs on the stage. And because they were married, they got away with a lot of things. So acting was perfected there. And so a lot of actors come out as ground zero. Tyne Daly showed up for a tour. And she came the day that it was closed. And this was, oh, maybe 10 years before we ever invited her out to be a master teacher. But basically, I select them primarily for their work. You know, we want them to be masters in their craft, highly respected by not only actors, but by the public, and typically having a relationship to furthering American theater and even furthering acting.
And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about your current lineup, because you've got somebody coming in real soon. We're going to talk about that in just a moment here. So hang in there. Randy Bryant is my guest. He's the president and CEO of 10 Chimneys. If you have never been there, take a day off, whether it be a Saturday, Sunday. What days are you open, by the way, for touring?
We're open for tours from Tuesday through Sunday.
Oh, okay. So a weekend's good. Take your family. If you have a grandparent, they're going to remember Alfred Lynn Fontaine, guaranteed. They're going to remember them. Even if they've never been to Broadway, they're going to know who they are. So yeah. Randy's here. We're going to talk about the current lineup of guests. He's got one coming up real soon. So stay right here. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, your civic media station, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary AM radio frequency of 1400. Right now at Radio Park, it's cloudy and 52 degrees. Looking for a chance of showers today with a high near 55, but a beautiful day tomorrow and a beautiful weekend, too. It's 729.
I suspected that I might have OCD. I Googled it, and there are different symptoms, and some I have and some I don't. And the ones I have, some I have more strongly than others, so I decided to make a color-coded graph. I listed the symptoms. I said I'm going to rate from 0 to 10 how strongly I feel I have each symptom, total it up, and divide it by the number of symptoms. If I'm higher than 5, I'll seek professional help. If I'm under 5, I'll self-diagnose that I am A-OK. Number 1, are you the type of person who has to check the stove repeatedly to make sure it's off? And I'm like, 0. That's Looney Tunes land. Number 2, are you the type of person who has to wash your hands over and over again? And I had this nagging feeling that I forgot to answer that first question. So I looked up. Yeah, I did write 0. Okay. Hand washing. 6. I'm like, that ain't even right. I scribbled that out. I got some ink on my hands. I went to go wash my hands. While I'm washing my hands, I'm like, why did they mention stove? So I checked the stove. It was on. I'm like, I'm never gonna make that mistake again. And I came back and I changed hand washing to 2.
I grow old 'cause I want a girl.
737 at WRGN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. My guest is Randy Bryant. He's the president and CEO of Ten Chimneys in Genesee Depot. And we were talking about some of the performances at Ten Chimneys. We're going to talk about how you set up the tours and how people can do that and how they make reservations. And we're going to talk about all that. But you've got somebody coming up this weekend at the, it's called a cabaret with Eric Ives Garcia. Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
It's Eric Ives Garcia.
Ives, like Yves Montand, the actor. I should have known
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
Now, this is a concert you're going to have, right?
Yeah, so Eric is a, he's a cabaret singer. He's traveled all over the world. He's just back from Paris. And so we're so fortunate to have him. He's going to be doing music in the drawing room, playing, he's basically doing a full cabaret act at Ten Chimneys and engaging the public as well. But he's just amazing. And he's just one of many cabaret singers that come out to Ten Chimneys. Ten Chimneys is all about bringing the best of the best in American theater, in cabaret. So we have, he's part of the Music in the Drawing Room series. But in addition to that, we have, I talked to you about the Conversation series, but it's all about bringing just the best. So if you think about who has been out to Ten Chimneys, and this is just a small list. So Lynn Redgrave started out, and Lynn, most people don't know, but she's named after Lynn Fontanne. And the Redgraves, which is a very famous acting family, and the Lunts were very, very close. Joel Grey, Olympia Dukakis, Felicia Rashad, Jason Alexander, Alfred Molina, Steve McKinley Henderson, Ty Daly. And that's just a list of master teachers. But when you think of the fellows, the LaFontaine fellows, you have Coleman Domingo, who was nominated for an Oscar this year for Ruskin. And you have Sharon Lawrence, who's played in many, many different things. And so there's many actors that come out here for a pilgrimage. And so if you think of Jesse Eisenberg, who played Mark Zuckerberg in the Facebook
yes,
movie.
Yes, yeah.
But one day I was, I got a call on a Sunday in February. It was almost like 30 below zero. And it was Wes Anderson. You know, if you remember the Grand Budapest Hotel mm-hmm. and all that. And he wanted to come out, and he brought out with him Francis Ford Coppola's son, Roman Coppola. So, as I said, many of the actors make a pilgrimage, and you have to remember what has changed since when the Lunts were acting is that actors that, that do primarily plays, they do everything. They do not just theater, but they do films. The films are streaming. So they're not just on stage, but they're, you know, making movies and being on television. So many people that you see on television and movies are actually actors that come out to Ten Chimneys.
You know, it's hard to believe that these people are Hollywood, they're Broadway in New York, but they all converge on the tiny town of Genesee Depot in,
yes.
in little old Wisconsin. You know, I got a Joel Grey story for you here. Back in the 80s, he had a movie out, I think it was called Man on a String or something like that. So I got to interview Joel Grey, and all I did was want to talk about George M., Cabaret, and all the big Broadway musicals he was in, the movies. He didn't want to talk about that. Every time I brought up Cabaret, he would say, oh, yeah, that was nice, but Man on a String is a big movie, and he kept leaning. I wanted to talk about, you know, Joel Grey and Cabaret. I want to talk about Joel Grey on Broadway and George M. I wanted to talk about all those shows. Yeah, that's nice, but Man on a String is coming out this Friday, and we. he kept steering me to that movie, and I wanted to talk about the history. He's very nice, but his job is to promote the movie, not promote himself. So
Right.
So,
well, you know, Alan Alda said something, and it's really profound, and that is that when an actor, you see an actor on television, and they play this role, and you know them for that role, it sometimes can work against them because they become typecast. And so many of them want to move beyond just that, from what you know them as, because they want to be an actor of full breadth.
You know, I follow these Broadway show sites because I love Broadway musicals. And some of the biggest actors now are going back to Broadway to perform.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, they're going back there. I don't know if the Hollywood roles are shrinking up or it's just easier to do Broadway than to go on location and shoot a movie. A lot of them just like to perform in front of a live audience. And it would terrify me, I guess. I don't know. I guess I could do it. I've done television before, but I've never done, you know, a live theater setting before. But
if you think about it, it's a lot of work. It's very difficult. And Sharon Lawrence was one of those that they were interviewing her because when she came out here as a fellow, she was probably the most famous fellow back in 2012 when she was here. And so everybody wanted to interview her. And they said, well, what is it like being here at Ten Chimneys? And here you are, this accomplished actress, and you're with all these fellows in theater. And she says, I'm in awe. She says, when you think about being able to remember your lines, being on stage front and center and having to remember your lines, and there's no retake. So the theater is considered to be definitely the legitimate form. And people do go back because it does allow you to hone your craft and become really just many of them, even when they get to the pinnacle of their career, they want to come back because that is truly being on stage is something that you can't duplicate. And but, you know, when you're on stage, that's it. So whether you make a mistake or anything, this is not like being in the movies and being able to say, take one, take two, take three. No, when you're acting on stage, that's it.
You know, we have a theater I have season tickets to for like decades, the Racine Theater Guild. It's a community theater here in town. It's a huge theater, but it's a horse-shaped stage. There's no curtain to come down because it's not theater in the round, but it's this, you know, it's giant horse-shaped, you know, horseshoe shape. And most of the actors are volunteers. I think all of them are volunteers. They're Broadway quality as far as I'm concerned. The whole production is Broadway quality. I don't know how they remember their lines. I don't know how they do it. Now, I've talked to them, and they say, even if you goof, you know, you can make the audience isn't going to know you missed the line.
Right.
But the other actor has to respond to the line that you were supposed to read, and that's where the problem comes in. I don't know how they do it. I have to put
You said that's where the problem comes in, Don, but that's actually the gift of the other actor to being able to continue moving things on, even though you may have forgotten your lines, forgotten your portion, because it does happen. People do forget their lines, but part of being an actor is being able to help move it along.
You know, I have to have the call letters of the station in front. I've been here 25 years, and I still have to have call letters in front of me. Let's say WRJN. I don't know why. If it's not there, I'm going, I can't remember where I am. You know, it's just one of those things that I don't know how they do it. And by the way, the big actor who's coming to Broadway is Robert Downey Jr. He's going to appear in a Broadway play. And this guy just won the Academy Award, just at the most recent Academy Awards for Oppenheimer. He is, you know, Iron Man. He's been in movies all his life. He's finally going to come to Broadway for the first time.
Yes. No, a lot of actors are coming back to Broadway or even coming to Broadway. And, you know, but it's business also. You know, first of all, it's all acting. But when you think of the business of it, you know, Robert Downey Jr. connected to a show, immediately people are going to show up. So.
Now, beside the Broadway show and the big actors appearing there to perform, and also your conversations with certain stars, you also have a composting demonstration presentation coming up Saturday, right?
Yes. So you know, the lungs were involved in so many different things. And, you know, the one thing that I want to just pass on is that while there's very few people on Earth that remember that knew the lungs directly, but it's just like George Washington or Abraham Lincoln. You knew what they stood for. And so the lunt, it was all about living your best life. And so he was a gentleman's farmer. He loved the connection with the land and all that. So at Ten Chimneys, you know, we have just removed all the invasive species on the land. We have the largest invasive species removal in the state of Wisconsin by private concern, but also composting. So being able to not just throw away all your scraps, but be able to reuse them and to help keep generating this great earth that we have.
Our son just bought a composting thing. I don't know what it's called. It's a giant drum, and it's you put stuff in there, and it chops it up into compost, and you can use it. And it's sitting in our backyard. Yeah, I just decided to get it one day. And our backyard now, because it's in no-mow May season for the honeybees, and there's like a tiger hunt going on in our backyard because the grass is so big. I said to my wife, how do you expect me to mow this lawn when it's time to mow? I'm going to need a, you know, one of those machetes they, you know, they use in the sugarcane fields to chop through this yard. I have to wear a pith helmet. But, you know, so beside the arts, you also have the gardening thing going on there where people can come. And how do they do that? They have to make a reservation? How does that work?
Yeah, so you basically just call into Ten Chimneys, 262-968-4161, and just make a reservation. It's free to the public. Many people, their connection to Ten Chimneys is either through a tour or coming to one of our free programs that we have out there. So we have, you know, while composting today, and that's going to take place this coming Saturday. But in the past, we've had a container garden. So, you know, it's or even just in the proper way of saying hello or saying goodbye or saying thank you. So there's many different things, but all those things are reflective of the lunch life.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Randy Bryant is here, president and CEO of Ten Chimneys, the home of the lunch. And we're going to talk more about that, find about some upcoming programs that are there and how you can take a tour. That's straight ahead.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long for me.
Our house, what an appropriate song. The Lunts invite you to their house, their home, their estate out in Genesee Depot. And Randy Bryant is here. We got a few minutes left, Randy. We're going to talk about... Oh, I lost Randy. Oh, no. Oh, no. I lost Randy. Whoa. Got to get Randy back. Hold on. We're going to get Randy back here. Hold on.
Such a cozy room. Such a cozy room. The windows are illuminated by the evening sunshine through them. Fiery gems for you. Only for you. So hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
And oh, forgive me, Randy. Brand new studio. I'm still learning the ropes and the buttons and things I shouldn't be pushing. And I pushed something there which sent you into dial tone land. Randy Bryant, the president and CEO of Ten Chimneys. Let's do a quick review here. Tours, that's to me, that's the best part of Ten Chimneys, to actually walk through these homes and these cottages, go through the kitchens where some of the biggest celebrities on Broadway and show business went. And how does somebody make a reservation for a tour?
Basically, just call in to Ten Chimneys on the reservation line. Again, 262-968-4161. They'll take your reservation and set you up for your tour.
And just show up at that time, and there's a big parking lot. You can't, I mean, you can, don't you have
right.
You have a shuttle, or you, I remember one time I went into a shuttle, take me to the
actual. Yeah, there's a shuttle. So you basically, you come, you, the tour starts at the program center, and there you can look at the exhibits, you'll watch a video, and then from there you'll take the shuttle over to the estate side, you do your tour, you come back, you have a great museum store with great items in there, and a lot of signature items, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, great gift shop. Just great. We always like buying and shopping through that gift shop. Now, name some of the big events coming up. Now, we talked about you're having the composting event presentation on Sunday, you've got your guest artist, the Cabaret. And what else you got coming up?
And that's actually Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, you're able to come at 6 o'clock, and so you can do a tour if you like before then at 4, and then come to the Cabaret at 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday at 2:30, we also have Eric E. Garcia. But along with that, you know, this year we can't forget the we have the preeminent program for actors with a minimum of 20 years of acting experience. And so that is the Lunt Fontanne Fellowship Program, the national program. And so actors come from all over the country, and we work with the major theaters across the country. So whether it's the Lincoln Center or the Manhattan Theater Club in New York, or the Goodman Theater in Chicago, Steppenwolf in Chicago, Alliance Theater out of Atlanta, the Center Stage in L.A., but all the major theaters. And then they nominate 3 actors. Of those 3, we only select 10 actors each year to come out. And so that's July 21st through the 28th. They're here. And they work along the side of a master teacher who typically has at least 30 years of experience, and that is iconic. And so on the Friday, which is the 26th of July, we have the conversations, and so I will be interviewing that actor, and the public has an opportunity to interact and to ask questions and things of that nature. And then on the 27th of July, that's when the actors show what they've been working on for that full week. So I will say that this year you don't want to miss it. It's someone that you're really going to see, have a great deal of appreciation, and truly iconic, and you're just going to be amazed.
You know, I think I have to go back out there again. It's been a couple of years. The first time I went with my wife, and the second time I brought my mother with me, and the third time we brought my mother-in-law to go out there. And they said, my mother grew up in New York City going to Broadway musicals. She's been to the Lunt Fontanne Theater probably a half a dozen times, seeing different shows, and she just was knocked out by this. It's a lot of walking. So if you have trouble walking, you might have, you know, it is a lot of walking because you're walking through in a big estate.
Yeah.
But it's well worth it. And I got to tell you, even going to the home, the game rooms, and just walking through the hallways of that place to know who walked there before. Frankenstein's monster, Boris Karloff, walked through that house. When you think about it. And you're probably just the tip of the iceberg, you know, about the people that went there. I just want to know how they got there. I would like to know the process of how you go from Broadway or Los Angeles to get to Genesee Depot. Because it's not like today, you hop on the interstate, you get, you know, it's not like that back then. I mean, that was
but
real.
You know, even when you think of it, like even today, like for example, Richard Thomas that played John Boy on The Walk.
Yeah.
You know, all these people, you remember Dick Van Patten, who was in Eight Is Enough and many different things. You know, he was the Lunt. He was like their child in There Should Be No Night. And then yet, here he is, and when he was in his 80s, he's out at Ten Chimneys. And it's just really just amazing to see all the people that come. And there's a lot of actors, a lot of the actors from Saturday Night Live that showed up on their own just coming out to Ten Chimneys. So it's you're liable to see anyone. And what's interesting is that they're taking the tours just like you. So sometimes you will know, sometimes you won't know who's taking a tour with you. And yet they could be big Hollywood or Broadway actors.
Well, that's really something. And I've got to ask you, and by the way, we're just so lucky. We live, a lot of our listeners live in Racine and Kenosha area. And so we're just very lucky that we're living so close. Got to ask you, everyone wants to know, are there really 10 chimneys in that place?
Yes, there are 10 chimneys. And that's how you know, back in the 40s, it was named The Farm. And then after they finished with the last chimney that the Lunt put in, they called it 10 Chimneys. And so it's been known as 10 Chimneys since 1943.
All right. So there really are 10 chimneys. All right. Randy Bryant, you're welcome back anytime, my friend. Anytime you got a big performance you want to talk about, you give me a call. Randy Bryant, the president and CEO of 10 Chimneys. Go to their website, 10chimneys.org. 10 Chimneys, spell out T-E-N, by the way, 10chimneys.org, and check out all the programs there. And take the tour. You got to take the tour. Hey, Randy, thanks a lot. Good luck this weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate everything. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye now.